Welcome back, and joining me now for a closer look at what's played out on the market scene today is Stephen Schultz from Momentum. Thanks so much, Stephen, for your time this evening. So as I said ahead of the break, a double whammy hitting markets today. We've had, of course, surging Omicron COVID-19 cases triggering tighter curbs over in Europe, and that triggering a whole lot of concern about where economic growth is headed from here on out. And then U.S. growth prospects dimming after that $1.75 trillion domestic investment bill stateside suffered potentially a fatal blow here. How unnerved are you as we head into the holiday season?
Yeah, thank you, Alicia. An exceptionally challenging day for market watchers. Let's start with the U.S. It was a bit of a surprise development. Joe Manchin, obviously one of the influential Democrats, which I think the market assumed was going to support Joe Biden's bill. But much to everyone's surprise, he has obviously pulled that support. And much of the reasoning is higher inflation. I think he is concerned, like many market participants, politicians, citizens, that U.S. inflation is somewhat out of control, and therefore he has refrained from voting in favor of the bill. So market a little bit upset over there, and you can see that way on commodity prices and overall sentiment. And then Omicron in Europe, with the Netherlands starting their lockdown just yesterday, and the expectation for several other European countries to follow suit quite quickly.
Absolutely. Has that triggered a shift as far as your approach to markets is concerned? I mean, we're talking now about even growth forecasts for next year being revised lower, Stephen.
Absolutely. I think that the two big considerations that investors need to get right going into the coming year is, of course, inflation, figuring out whether it's transitory or something a little bit more permanent, and growth expectations. And the two obviously are interconnected. But any question marks around growth expectations, it does feel a little bit like the global economic engine is spluttering. And that certainly is the case with China, as you can see in the commodity prices. And then higher inflation than central banks would otherwise be comfortable with is setting up a pretty gloomy backdrop going into the next year. And of course, one does need to remember equity market valuations are priced for perfection. So any sort of detractors is definitely capable of causing a bit of a market tantrum.
Amidst it all, it's interesting to see that locally we've got some corporate activity keeping things ticking nicely. Lots of corporate action surfacing. Stephen, Amplat selling its Bokoni mine to African Rainbow Minerals for 3.5 billion rand. A lot of the transactions we are seeing happening happening within that mining sphere. We saw on Friday Implats upping the ante in its tussle as well for one of its assets, or RB Platts assets in particular. What have you made of African Rainbow Minerals' recent acquisition now?
Yeah, so it seems to be the action is in the platinum space. Very interesting that we see the Bokoni mine now moving across at least 49% into the hands of African Rainbow Minerals. It must be said that it has been historically a little bit of a troubled mine and a loss maker. So it is surprising to fetch such a high price. But the truth of the matter is more money is needed just to get the mine operational. African Rainbow have estimated about 5.3 billion additional spend over the next 3 years to turn profitable. So a big gamble on their part. But I think that many would argue that it sits on some of the most valuable platinum reserves in the country. So the price does appear to be logical.
Absolutely. So if it makes sense longer term for that balance sheet, not one to turn your nose up at. In the meantime, Brait has raised 3 billion rand through a convertible bond offer, and that in an attempt to refinance its debt. We know this is the second time that it's going down this route in fewer than 2 years. Market's not too happy. That share price really taking a hit.
Yeah, look, I think those that still watch Brait, many have lost interest. But for those that are still watching the headlines, shareholders got the option of one bond worth 1,000 rand for every 440 shares held. If held till maturity, which is a maximum of 3 years, they essentially get the option to buy back shares at 4.37, which suggests a 52% discount to Brait's calculated NAV. And I think that tells a story in itself. I think many have lost a bit of faith. If you held it, it would have sense to follow the rights issue. If not, I don't think there was anything that would entice one to purchase Brait shares at the moment.
Okay, so what, Stephen, are you being more so enticed by right now and encouraged by? What's your stock pick at the moment?
My stock pick this evening is the German car manufacturer Volkswagen, which has come under enormous pressure due to the global chip shortage, which hopefully will start easing next year. It is the best established incumbent car manufacturer, I think, to transition into electric vehicles, and also setting up its own battery operations, primarily in Europe. The real reason for choosing it, it is exceptionally cheap today at a PE ratio of 6.5 and a price to book value of less than 1, which should satisfy the likes of Warren Buffett. And there is also market rumors that it could potentially be unbundling its interest in Porsche through an IPO, which would certainly be a value creation.
Okay, well, let's leave it there. Thanks so much, Stephen, for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, momentum's Stephen Schultz.